doing great. Let's take a spin, though.
Got a soft spot in my heart for Texas.
Nonetheless,
baby.
Of what might be in our way with some Texas, Texas topics. By the way, nobody won the Mega Millions last night. The winning numbers were not yours. So ninth biggest ever.
Rude.
That moves on 800 million plus for Friday. But you might strike it rich here. Of course, the Sheridan universe now stretches all across the Westoplex. We got some more casting calls for the, first of all, for both of the shows that are going on. The Dutton Ranch, that's been shooting around the area. That's the Beth and Rip Yellowstone spinoff.
Yeah, I heard that was also out at the tavern on the water, Lake Weatherford. You know.
Lioness has been rolling around all over as well, and that's the Nicole Kidman one. In fact, they are right now, Lioness casting, Legacy Casting. Mm-hmm. Go to their website if you're interested. Get about $200 for 12 hours of work. They are seeking extras to portray CIA staffers.
Ooh, I'd be good at this. Stick them up.
Well, it calls for folks who are clean cut and are office types. So
Does that mean you have to wear like grown up clothes?
Oh, actually, they also need undercover special forces members on the same date.
They say
facial hair and tattoos are not required, but are a plus.
Oh,
Heather Lee.
Go for
that. That is not very nice.
Well, you want to be in it. Hey, or you could try this, but good luck with everyone listening right now, because Dutton Ranch is also, they need on November 10th extras to portray, quote, wranglers and ranch workers for a scene involving horses and cattle. If you know anything about everyone listening right now. And they also need an assistant for the character named Zane. But there is nobody on the show named Zane.
Ooh, foreshadowing.
Or is there?
Dun, dun.
Spoiler alert, apply online.
1 week from today, the Stockyards are going to be getting a glow up, as the kids say.
Ooh.
It's a brand new sign, and it will read, Fort Worth Stockyards, where the West begins.
I like it.
Does it have a ring?
I've heard that
before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Now, this is going to be on the west end, so retailers on that side will get some more visibility, which they kind of need, because a lot of the action is over there
by the Armor
East Exchange.
Big building, the old spaghetti warehouse.
Apparently, this is going to design a sense of place, and it was designed to complement the East Side Exchange sign. Yeah. I don't know if you've seen this sign. There's not a lot of difference in the signs. It was all the vision of one Ruth Hooker.
All right.
Out there.
Mm-hmm. Well done.
She does big things. She makes
burgers. This will be on the other end of the Stockyards. So people, I guess if you park over there and then walk that way, that would make sense. Or the occasional person that drives the wrong way down Exchange.
It's not the way it goes.
You'll have a sign to welcome you. We welcome Quinnen Williams with an extra. He has three N's in his first name. And he is a new Dallas Cowboy. So they did make a trade yesterday. Yeah, they made a trade before the trade deadline. They also got another linebacker, Cincinnati, who's doing great. But yes, they basically, everything that we got for Micah Parsons from Green Bay, we just gave to the New York Jets for this guy. Who is evidently not Micah Parsons. But we may get Taylor for the halftime show. There's massive rumors. First of all, they set the teaser, the Dallas Cowboys, for who will perform for the Salvation Army kickoff event at Thanksgiving halftime show. Always a thing there, Jerry World. And the teaser is showing a lot of things, that Post Malone's probably going to be involved.
Uh-huh.
But Taylor's going to be there. Because Travis is playing, it's Kansas City.
I mean, allegedly, she could be home cooking.
And, okay.
She likes to do that.
Sure.
She likes to cook for her man.
They have collaborated before, Posty and Taylor Swift. But she says, and has said in the past, that I can't imagine being out there dancing and choreography when I know this is the same field that my guy is doing all the manly stuff on. So, that also may have been Post Malone saying that. I'm not
okay,
sure.
Well,
but we'll just have to wait. Won't we?
Tarleton is not a state.
What?
Those were the fighting words shown off on social media.
Oh.
After the Abilene Christian Wildcats won over the Texans. Some folks were not too pleased. So, ACU has issued an apology.
Oh.
It called the post unprofessional, inconsistent with their values, and really fell short of their standards. They say they're very sorry to anyone who may have been hurt or offended. And is this hurtful? Is this,
well, that's very nice.
I know. It's got to make good choices. You got to be nice on the social media.
They didn't apologize for winning, did they?
Well, no, they didn't. All right.
Well, let's do some good Texans news. Tarleton State yesterday announced that they will introduce the College of General and Applied Science Studies. General and Applied Studies.
Okay.
They hope to produce experts in the field of general studies, they said. So you can become an expert in general studies. Well, it's a wide field. And then finally, the votes that really matter from yesterday. Congratulations to the Fort Worth Star-Telegram cutest pet results.
Aww.
Yeah. First of all, on the cat side, you have Lieutenant Dan the Cat out of Fort Worth. He's actually a paraplegic cat. And his name is inspired by the children's book, Dan the Cat Who Can. I like
That's
Dan's
so
story.
Cute.
Yeah, I want to hug Dan. And meanwhile, on the dog side, 12-year-old Sheltie in Colleyville. Not a collie.
Okay.
In Colleyville. Sheltie in Colleyville.
Roger that.
Yeah. Tucker, 12-year-old, voted winner of the Fort Worth Star-Telegram's cutest dog contest. Congratulations to both. Although, what?
There are no Penelope.
No.
Mm-mm.
Although Tucker did run a horrible smear campaign against peanut butter.
Work!
Who was a collie?
Rude.